Shadow of Madness by D.V. Bishop, read by Mark Meadows. This is the sixth audiobook in the Cesare Aldo series. The damage is already done, the ills are incurred, and there is no longer any remedy. Niccolò Machiavelli, The Prince, translated by W.K. Marriott, 1908. Chapter 1. Thursday, December the 20th, 1540. Cesare Aldo stared at the man opposite him as the cart bumped and jolted up the rough dirt track. Saul Orvieto was his friend, his lover, and a good doctor to the Jews of Florence. When Aldo had still been investigating crimes for the Otto, the city's most powerful criminal court, Saul helped solve some of those with his expertise in bodies. But that did not mean they were always in agreement, and this was a moment when Saul was simply wrong. "You don't believe in evil?"
"No," Saul replied.
"But you've seen the things men do. Stabbings, rapes, even burning people alive, and all because of greed or hatred or lust. How can you not believe in evil?"
The doctor stroked his thick russet beard. Grey was gradually appearing in Saul's hair, and more wrinkles framed his warm hazel eyes, but somehow that only made him more handsome.
"I don't deny men do evil things," he said, "some more than others. But I'm not convinced this makes such men evil, or that they carry evil inside them."
Aldo shook his head.
"Then how do you explain their actions?"
"No doubt each one had their reasons, and believed in those enough to do what they did.
You said it yourself. Violence is caused by greed, hatred, and lust.
Take those away, and most men have no reason to kill, no cause to be cruel or inflict suffering."
"Most men? So you agree some men are outside these boundaries of yours?"
Sal's face saddened.
"There are always those who cannot control their actions, whose judgment is damaged or their conscience is overcome by madness. But that is an illness of the mind, not proof of evil. Such people are suffering in their own anguish, and deserve our pity. We will probably find men and perhaps even some women like that where we are going."
Aldo and Sal were travelling north, high up into the Tuscan hills above Florence, to visit Ospedale de Pazzi. Years ago, it was where wealthy famiglie sent their daughters to spend the last months of an illegitimate pregnancy. The babies were born far from prying eyes and gossiping neighbours, shielding the parents from shame. Most of the infants were given to the church for adoption or passed on to an orphanage for foundlings. Over time, the building's purpose had changed, becoming an institution where those who had lost their reason or were deemed incurabili could be locked away out of sight. Officially, it was called Ospedale de Pazzi, but a nickname from decades past, La Macchia, still lingered, because anyone sent there was seen as a stain on their familia. In recent years, the ospedale had changed again, becoming a place where the worst, the most dangerous of Florence's incurabili were sent, out of their minds and out of sight. Aldo had used a precious favour owed by Cosimo de' Medici, the ruler of Florence, to secure a letter of authority signed by the Duke in order to make an official visit to the ospedale. Because La Macchia was administered by the church, with both monks and nuns present, he had also required permission from the Diocese of Florence. That meant meeting Monsignor Testardo, a severe cleric Aldo had encountered more than once while serving the Otto. Testardo reluctantly gave the church's approval for this visit to the ospedale, but had demanded a full report on it as the price for that. By rights, such a report should be made by a senior diocesan official, but Testardo had no wish to visit La Macchia in the dead of winter. If securing authority to inspect the ospedale had been difficult, obtaining the means of getting there proved even more so. If Aldo were travelling alone, he would have hired a horse and ridden up into the hills, but Saul insisted on coming